Welcome in to the Phils and Five podcast. I'm your host, Brett Gates. Friday, April 26, 2024. The Fightin' Phils ran their win streak to 7 before dropping 2 straight games in Cincinnati. But Bryce Harper, fresh off the paternity list, homered behind a smothering effort from Zach Wheeler on Thursday to earn the 2-2 series split. Let's ring the bell for a fine start to this road trip. Games. Phils continue their magnificent run earlier in the week with another absolute gem from Ranger Suarez, showing no signs of fatigue after his complete game shutout his last turn. Ranger twirled 7 innings of 2-hit shutout ball. Once again, he was awesome. He struck out 5, walked 1, and he now sits with a sparkling 1.26 ERA on this young season. The offense continued to pile up hits and runs with every single starter except Trey Turner and Brandon Marsh, probably the two hottest Phils early in the season. Everybody else contributed a run or an RBI. Cody Clemens making an appearance, and Bryce Harper, Harper's absence knocked a pair of hits, including a 3-run homer in the ninth to seal the 7-0 win. Very nice. The offense would cool on Tuesday, however, scoring just a single run. But more shockingly, perhaps, was the Phils allowed 8 runs. Christopher Sanchez had the first rotation stumble in as long as I can remember. He allowed 5 runs on 4 hits and 3 walks over 3 innings. But support D behind him really hurt. The team, just one of those runs that he allowed was earned. Tough night for the Fightins all around. They get the loss. The winning streak is over, and things would not get any better on Wednesday. The Phils went righty heavy with Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott on the bench for the second straight day. They had a lead for a while, getting 5 more strong innings from Spencer Turnbull in what could be his final start in the rotation. Turnbull racked up 8 Ks. He allowed 1 run on 3 hits and a walk. He left with a 3-1 lead thanks to a pair of RBI hits from Alec Bohm, who was on his way to a 4-for-4 day at the dish. And Johan Rojas singled in the top of the 6th. He knocked in a run, but that lead did not last long thanks to a bullpen meltdown. Sir Anthony Dominguez lost control and basically lost the game. He allowed 4 earned runs, 2 hits, 2 walks. He looks kind of cooked, unfortunately. The Phillies did have chances later in this game, but Gregory Soto and Jose Alvarado also allowed runs. The comeback never got there. A loss for the Phils, but Thursday, a daytime getaway day. Zach Wheeler continued to show why he's the leader of this rotation. Wheels allowed just 1 hit and 4 walks over 6 shutout innings. Orion Kerkering and Jeff Hoffman were solid behind him as the Phils blanked the Reds. Another shutout. Bryson Stott, Kyle Schwarber knocked in runs in the 3rd before Big Papa Bryce stepped up to the dish and clubbed a 2-run homer to give the Phils a 4-0 lead. His first game back from paternity leave, left the bat at 101 miles per hour. Stott drove in Marsh to make it 5-0 in the 6th inning, and that's where it would stand. We're going to ring the bell, and we are on to San Diego. Takeaway from the week: the pressure is building for some Phillies struggling starters on offense. Nick Castellanos has not just had a batting average south of the Mendoza line at 174, but his slugging percentage also sits below that at just 196. He's shown zero power while looking totally lost at the plate. For his part, Castellanos has slumped like this before, always seems to snap out of it. He doesn't know how it happens. It just seems to click into place, is what he says, but it has been tough to watch. His underlying numbers look a whole lot like that bad season he had back in 2022. Just couldn't barrel up the ball, couldn't hit it hard enough, and it was really just not pretty. But Nick has bounced back before, so let's hope he can figure out how to do it once again. On the pitching side of things, we're really looking for some reliability out of the bullpen. So Anthony Dominguez, Gregory Soto, even Jose Alvarado and Jeff Hoffman to a certain extent have been far too wild, too many walks. Handing out free passes is going to get you hurt, and this team cannot afford that stuff. So cut it out, guys. All right, some news and notes. Team is mostly healthy, so that's good. The big news to watch will be Taiwan Walker's return to the rotation. It's likely that Spencer Turnbull gets bumped, and that seems like a horrific move because Turnbull has been awesome, but he's coming off a couple of injured seasons, and the team is paying Walker a whole lot of money, so they really do kind of have to see what Walker can contribute. Hopefully, Turnbull can stay in rhythm, pitching out of the pen, and I'm sure he'll be needed at some point to take some more turns in the future, because that's just how things go in Major League Baseball at this time. Let's take a quick look around the NL East. The Braves keep doing Braves things without Spencer Strider, sweeping the Marlins on the strength of a Max Fried shutout. They host the Guardians this weekend. The Nationals got swept by the Dodgers. They fell back to earth a bit, scoring just 4 runs over a 3-game span. They head to Miami next to play the Marlins, who were just swept as the Braves. But as we mentioned, the Mets got a win to close their series with the Giants on Wednesday after dropping the first 2. They're back at home on Friday hosting the Cardinals for a weekend series. So the Phils sit 2.5 back from the Braves in second place at the moment. Up next for the Phils, we continue the road trip out west to San Diego with 3 games against the Padres. The 14-14 Padres are a bit banged up and depleted from what we've seen the past few years, but they still have one of the most dynamic players in baseball in Fernando Tatis. They can do some damage there. Rotation kind of rebuilt from last year, even though Yu Darvish is on the shelf at the moment. So it's going to be a late start to the weekend for the East Coasters. On Friday at 9:40, we're going to Aaron Nola versus Joe Musgrove. 2 strong starters. Musgrove's been struggling a bit so far this year. Saturday, 8:40, Ranger Suarez back on the mound versus Dylan Cease, new acquisition for the Padres. And then Sunday at 4:10, Taiwan Walker looks to make his season debut, and he will go against Michael King, another new acquisition for the Padres. Has pitched very well at times so far this year. Phils will get to see both new Padres in the rotation in their first series against them this year. We are hoping for more quality baseball, quality starting pitching from the Phils this weekend, and let's hope they can continue to build off that offense that we've seen flash of late. All right, that's all the time we have for you today on the Phils in 5 podcast. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the late baseball, and we'll be back with you on Monday. All right, go Phils.